Amazing.
True.
Okay. For both sides, let's go. I think we're in the middle of Simin Kuf Ches, which is about Reicha Milsa, and or Simin Kuf Ches, which is about Reicha Milsa. And we're up to Se'if Gimel. Okay, Se'if Gimel is really a total side point. It has nothing with Reicha Milsa at all. What is it doing here? Because it's one of these historical accidents that happens sometimes in the Shulchan Aruch. Because one of the big issues of Reicha Milsa was, what if you bake your stuff in the same oven as the Goyish stuff, right? Let's say there was a Goy who had a big oven for the whole town. In the Middle Ages, actually, there was a monopoly, a government monopoly on baker's ovens. So you couldn't just open your own bakery. And the kosher food is baking with the trick food, so that ties into the whole topic of Simin Kuf Ches. So that also brings up the other issue, which is the, I know a lot of English words for this, but none of them are actually regular everyday English. The marada. What does that mean? It means, you know, in the pizza store, that like flat thing with the handle, the long handle they stick in to take the pizza out. Some people call it a baker's shovel. Some people call it a peel, which is what the Shulchan Aruch calls it here, right? Marada, shikor, and pala. Pala. So whatever that thing is called, call it what you want. The guy would have one thing for both the kosher and the treif, and that brought up an issue of can you take out the kosher and treif food with that same marada. So that is what comes up with the gimel, even though it has nothing to do with reyach, since it came up as a tangent from there in Tosos already. Yesham nudishal ishal marada. So as long as the isser doesn't spill, you're okay. Let's say you had, for example, a pan with a treif meat pie, so no problem. The tam doesn't go through to the baker's shovel. But let's say the meat pie spilled and gravy got on the baker's shovel. Now the baker's shovel is treif. So now the baker's shovel is treif. How did Jews cook in that oven? Like how did the Jew get his bread cooked in that oven? After all, he can take his treif baker's shovel and take out the bread and treif up the bread. So Yeshua Mishloshon Rav Shikar Pala, Asr Lizin Lehetzer Kol Yom. The Jews can't all day long, for one day the Jews can't bake. Right? You can't use it for Hetzer because it'll give the time of trace, absorb time of trace, it'll give the time of trace to the kosher food and trace it up. Okay, the Kule is Mihu, the big Chiddush, She'en Abbas Yom Amorto L'Sham Shom Shom the Yesh B'ni Acher. Here's the big Chiddush. Normally, what do we say? This is a trace clean. Right, this is a baker shovel that absorbs schmaltz fat of trace meat. It's about as trace as you can get. What's the normal rule of trace clean? We know within 24 hours, it's also used the trace clean. If you use it, it gives a tam l'shvach and trace up your food. After 24 hours, it's still also l'chachiva to use the trace clean. But b'di'evad, the tam and the trace clean is a tam l'shgam and it won't trace up your food. What's the chiddush here? The chiddush here is that even though it's also l'chachila to use a treif kli even when it's ainu ben yomo, that's only when it's possible to use a kosher kli. If it's impossible, then it is mutter. Okay, this is similar to a general rule that shachat chach counts like the d'yevet. If you have no choice, then if something's mutter for the d'yevet, you can even do it l'chachila. And over here, they have no choice because, as I'm first pointing out, the Goyish baker is not going to make a new marazeh every time something spills on it. Right? He's just going to say, you don't want to come, so don't come to the Seder. I have plenty of Goyish business. Right? It wasn't like nowadays when the OU can like pressure people, says, don't you want more business? No, the guy didn't care. So if we were going to consider this trade forever, then we would never be able to bake anymore. Okay, that would be impossible. And therefore, we still can't use it within 24 hours, because then it makes a trace. But after 24 hours, it's only a silchachila. We assume that a silchachila only applies when it's possible to be machmir. If it's impossible, so the silchachila doesn't apply. And that's the big chiddush here, that if even though the silchachila is mutter to do, if it's impossible and the gzeira doesn't apply in such a case. That is the big chiddush here. Again, this, how relevant is this to our normal everyday life? Not terribly relevant, but you do have cases like this. Sometimes, people in like weird situations. you know, in weird countries where they're on missions and whatever, or people are stuck someplace, or they're in jail or whatever, when sometimes, if it's impossible to do things the proper way halachically, okay, you still can't keep things that are actually traced, but some things are just zeros l'chachila. If it's the efshar, we can say, okay, that's zero l'chachila, but it's possible to keep it. But it's impossible, so they didn't mean for us to keep that zero.
Would it be a difference between bread that was already baked that you have to take out of the oven, kosher bread that was already baked to take out, and cooking, baking the bread l'chachila? Like, who said you have to make bread?
Well, how are we supposed to eat? What are you supposed to eat? I don't mean like, okay, then we won't be able to have marshmallows.
Okay.
All right, if you didn't have bread, then it was very hard to eat. Of course, you have to draw the line someplace. Does that mean you'll die? No, it doesn't mean you'll die, but it means that it's not really practical. Okay, so you have to figure out how to draw the line. Anyway, we'll leave it at this for now. The Ramah points out, calls me Shivan Shivat Yoma Lo Mahani Ba'agolav Lo Klipa B'Klei Omnos. As long as it is within 24 hours, it is not, there's no way to kasher it. Like, don't think there's a way around this. Like, even within 24 hours, just kasher it. Because Hagolah doesn't help. Why doesn't Hagolah help? Because we'll see. A lot of the kashering stuff can be used for baking means Liban, not Hagolah. And since these kinim were made of wood, Liban means you have to, like, burn in the fire. You can't do Liban for wood kalim, because if you burn wood kalim in fire, they just disappear. They get burnt up and turn into ashes. That's not a practical solution. So, Hagolah is not good enough, because even B'dievin, even B'shas Adchak, something needs Liban, so it's used for baking. Hagolah is not good enough. We'll see that again and again. It helps us kosher with kalim. And even Kliva Kliumnus, taking a professional machine and peeling off a little layer, which you might have thought was a good solution, doesn't work, because when something takes things out of the oven and fat trips on it, it absorbs the whole way through. It's in the oven, on the fire, it absorbs the whole way through. It's not like Ibra is only a leak, it could absorb the whole way through. Peeling off a peel doesn't help. Hagolah doesn't help. There's basically no way to kosher it, since there's no way to kosher it. Within 24 hours, you just have to be hungry. And then after 24 hours, we're makel because it's impossible. Okay, the Tajr and the Dagomir Baba get into a whole tangent about, and what if the guy did take out kosher food? You know, what happens to that kosher food that he took out? We'll just mention that the Taz suggests the first kosher food he takes out actually absorbs the be'en of the trace fat and becomes totally trace. But since the first kosher food absorbed all the trace fat, by the time he takes out the second loaf of kosher bread, there's no fat left. There's just a blia left. And if there's just a blia left, the Tazir seems to assume that if there's just a blia left, it will not make the bread trace. Again, Dalton Rav assumes, he doesn't agree, but he assumes that if there's just a blia left in the Meradeh, the second time, and third time, and fourth time, and fifth time, etc., it'll only make it to the klipa of the bread trace, which is what we popped in earlier, based on a Magen Avraham and the Shach of the Sofet, that a fatty blia in a kli will only make a dry food trace for the kli, but that's probably what Tazir means. The first time the actual fat touches the bread makes the whole bread trace. Second time, the blia in the trace kli is used for the bread, and that only makes a trace for the kli. Okay, but that's a bit of a tangent. Now we'll go on to Dalet. Dalet, I mentioned this a few times already. Now we get back to Reifa Milsa. I mentioned this a few times already. Within the Shakravatarya, we had that machlokes tanaim, three-way machlokes tanaim, where we'll see, we pass like the middle sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who distinguishes between wheat bread and barley bread, but let's just remember the machlokes tanaim, right? Either, yes, follow.
If we're talking about Shem Nunes, so didn't we say before that Be'ain doesn't get fixed by Be'ain Ben Yomo?
Yeah, but the end only lasts until you take out one thing, and then it gets wiped off. The stomach took out one thing 5 minutes later, so fine, you're right. Yeah, you maybe leave 24 hours and 5 minutes later.
But you took out Isser 5 minutes later. Aren't we assuming?
What?
Aren't we assuming that you took out Isser 5 minutes later?
No, so you took out Goyish bread or something, you know.
Goyish bread that's kosher.
Yeah. No, that's all the bread is kosher. It's only the meat pies that were traced. Okay. Let's remember the machlokes tanoim about the pas chama that was put on the barrel of Yayin Nesef. If we recall, what were the three opinions? The three opinions were, Rav Meir says Aser, Rav Yehuda says Mutter, and Rabbi Yossi, these are all rabbis, says Chitim is Mutter, and Seorim is Aser. Now, what did Reish Lakish say? Reish Lakish said, let's remember what Reish Lakish says. Says Reish Lakish, Lekule Alma, Pas Chama, V'chavis Petucha is Aser. Right, they're only arguing about if you have hot bread on a cold barrel or cold bread on an open barrel. But what are we paskin? We paskin like Levi. We know there's one other different opinion there in the Rishon, but we paskin like Levi, right? But Kaimalad Kerava the Levi. That Recha Lav Milsa. So the question is, if Recha is Lav Milsa, then I know we already discussed this three times. If Recha is Lav Milsa, then why would Reish Lakish say that everyone admits that hot bread on an open barrel is treif? Or not treif, this is the barrel of Truma, it's Truma day. Right? After all, Recha is Lav Milsa. So, here is the Machlokas Rishonim. The Grub quotes here that the Rashba does not say what it says in the Mechaber. The Rashba doesn't say what it says in the Mechaber, and the Pichadash Paskin like the Rashba. So, what do you do with this? So there are two approaches. There are two shitas. Says the Rashba and the Pre-Chadash Paskin. That way, having the Pre-Chadash Paskin that way, the Pre-Gavin here quotes him if you want to look it up. Says the Rashba, the Pre-Chadash Paskin that way. He says that Lo Taimelon Kirish Lakish. We don't look like Kirish Lakish. Now here it gets a matter of the Rishon goes through Diyukim in every line of the Shachatar in the Sugya. God blame you. Agree with Reish Lakish or just like you disagree with Reish Lakish? The answer is, we don't know like Reish Lakish. Right? Meaning, Levi disagrees with Reish Lakish. Levi argues over Reish Lakish. We possibly like Levi, that Reish Lakish Milsa. And we disagree with Reish Lakish. Okay, if we disagree with Reish Lakish, wonderful. And we say that Reish Lakish Milsa, Ella Recha Lav Milsa Va'afilu Ella Recha Lav Milsa to Rabbi Yehuda Bonagid. Or we could say like Rabbi Yossi, if we took the approach, which we'll mention in a minute of the Rif as opposed to Rashi, to Rabbi Yehuda Va'afilu Paschama Al Gabe Chavit Pesucha. Okay, so we reject Reish Lakish. That is not the Kuliyama, that's the Machlokas, and we don't like Rabbi Yehuda, that Reish was Lav Milsa even in that case. Why would Rabbi Yossi say by Seorim? If Tasaorim is a problem, so the Riff is a funny shita, that Tasaorim, the problem is not, the Isser is not because of Reish Milsa. By Tasaorim, the issue is that somehow the Seorim draws in the wine itself, not the smell. Okay, I'm not sure I totally understand why, but we'll leave it at that. This is one approach. However, Tosos takes a different approach, and this is the Pesach of the Mechaber. This is the Pesach of the Mechaber, and this is definitely how we pack it. Right? This is the Pesach of the Mechaber, this is the Pesach of the Shach, etc. Mechaber and Rove Poskim. Says, no. Says, Achal Gav. Derecha lav milsa pas chama al gabe chavis pesucha. Pas chama al gabe chavis pesucha is adif mistam reach. The asher lekuli alma recha lav milsa, but pas chama al gabe chavis pesucha is worse than regular recha. It's super recha. And super recha is also the kuli alma. Now, who can remember can remember what makes Paschavis al-Gabay Paschav al-Gabay Chavitzucha so much worse than regular Reicha Milsa, even than roasting meat?
Your nana for the smell.
What?
Your nana for the smell.
What nana for the smell? I'm just eating bread. So, one shot is, because Tosfos doesn't say why. And the Rechaber doesn't say why. One shot is because there's nowhere for it to escape. Remember that? So there are Malagazi Shita of that if it's Sosol Megamre, right? So why? Maybe because it's Sosol Megamre, right? If we assume that the bread blocks the entire opening of the barrel. The barrel had a hole this wide. The bread blocked it. It was Sosol Megamre, but maybe Sosol Megamre is worse. There was another shot that we said that we saw in a different line of the Ramah. That could be the reason. Because wine is?
Charis.
Right? Or maybe because wine is charis, and that would be the origin of two chumras of the Ramah. Maybe it's over charis rate as Bill said after the super charis, the super react. Or maybe Sosa Magari super react. Or maybe some other head brother that I don't know. Sosa doesn't say. But for some reason, this is worse. Maybe some, they just measured and decided it was worse. Anyway, okay, some reason this is worse. We popped it. I already told you how we popped it. That was reading the father. He doesn't use the example of Truma because he didn't really have a lot of Truma in his days. So instead he used the example of trade wine. If you put your half bread on an open barrel of trade wine, Asura, the bread becomes trade because it's a super reza and it melts up even according to Levi. We popped it like Tosos against the Rashba. But that's it and Gufa. Obviously, only if the wine is megufa, meaning the opening. Megufa is the stopper. Meaning stopper means where the stopper isn't. Right? The hole is the stopper. It's only if it's on the hole. If it's not on the hole, meaning if this is your barrel and here's your hole, and the bread is here, then that's not very hard. Because you have an open barrel, but the bread's not on the hole. It's only if the bread's on the hole that it's such a super recha. It's not a super recha. It's only a super recha if the bread is on the hole, and pashtus only fits, of course, that first maybe we wrote, which is the most common shita, most popular shita, only if it is blocking the entire hole. Okay, that is how we paskin. Avola paskin, that's vimuchav tzucho, paskama, bachom, gufa, mutter. But if when is the kuli alma worth half bread and open barrel, when half bread and closed barrel, or cold bread and open barrel, and it goes that same, how are you going to say, cold bread and a closed barrel, then Rachel Lav Yosef is no problem. However, at the end we pass like Rav Yosef, that the Maya pasta or if Aser and Pachama Fibu Chavetz Megufa, it was barley bread is more clever, it absorbs more, and therefore if it was hot bread on a closed barrel, shock as, or cold bread on an open barrel, like the in-between level, then Pasa Orem is worse, and is also why. The Riff is a strange sheet, which I don't fully understand the physics. If the Pasa Orem is worse than the actual wine, it's easier to understand, like Rashi, that Pasa Orem draws and it has extra power to draw in Reach, and therefore it's a super Reach as well. Okay, so that is how we Paskin, Halacha L'maisa. L'maisa, one second, here's the Pas, and here's the Chavis. If it is Chama and Pesucha, then Aser. That is Reish Lakish. If it is Chama and Stuma, or Sonenes and Pesucha, then Chitim is Mutter, and Seorim is Aser, and this is the Tana Rav Yossi. And like Reish Lakish, they're arguing about this middle case. If it's Sonenes and Stuma, then it's Mutter. The Tanakh didn't argue about Sonenes and Stuma, didn't argue about Chama and Psucha. They only argued about the two middle cases. And we pass like Rabbi Yossi, because we generally pass like Rabbi Yossi as a rule of thumb. Okay, any other questions? Okay, if not, we're ready for Sethei. Sethei is, what do we call this in Aramaic? Mutter lisho befibre et yayin nefeh. You can suck in with your mouth the smell of the yayin nefeh. Derech nekev shemachavis, so hold the barrel. Leida and huto. There's machlokes I hinted at this. It's machlokas rishonim, what about kiha actually means practically. Machaber seems like Rashi and many rishonim, that you were sucking in a little smell as a way of testing, or you had to big extra, obviously, to test the quality of the wine, and then you would give your quality seal to the wine. Others, what?
What's the point?
What do you mean? To test the quality of the wine.
You can't do it anyway.
No, the goy has a goyish yayin ethic, so we're selling wine to other goyim. But he needs a seal of approval from an expert inspector, so the other goyim will pay him a high price. Right? You're the inspector.
That's not considered.
You're not the inspector for the OU. You're the inspector for the general quality assurance. That's your credential. You know how to inspect wine. And therefore, if you give your seal of approval, then the barrel's worth $100. If not, the barrel's only worth $30. So you can go to the goyim store, and you can do this and put your sticker on it, and then the goy will make money, and obviously he gives you a fee for your services. On that culture, what is this called again in Gemara Lashon? Bas Tika, right? Bas Tika. Now, others hold, there are not only ours seem to hold that it wasn't that, it was a siphoning system, like when you want to get gas out of the car, right? You put like one pipe in another pipe, and you start sucking, and then you take your mouth out before the gas comes, right? You better do that or else. It's really disgusting and unhealthy. And then it just flows on its own, which I'm not exactly sure how it works. It seems like magic, but I've been told it's actual physics. Okay, well, it doesn't really matter for our purposes whether you're trying to siphon or you're trying to test the quality. Well, it's something about how you're testing the quality. It doesn't make a difference. Either way, you're sucking in the smell of the wine. So that is mutter. Because we pop like rubber that raised a lot of milk, so that's not supposed to be like rubber. We pop like rubber. That seems pretty straightforward. And the Ramah, I will usher the Toma Moach Mishen Bolo. We discussed this in the Tzadi Ches, right? You're allowed to suck in the smell because Rechel Av Milsa, but you're not allowed to taste the actual liquid wine even if you spit it out. Because you're not allowed to taste the Netzer lest you come to eat it. And we mentioned this already in the Tzadi Ches. But usher the Zalik Yayin Nesef Shas Ranah. Yayin Nesef, which is usher Ranah, you are not allowed to Lizali. Lizalif is, they would like sprinkle it on the floor. Zilof, they would sprinkle it on the floor. You're not allowed to do zilof with Yayin Nesef, which is also Hanah. Sprinkling on your floor is considered a Hanah. But you're allowed to use Yayin Nesef, the actual wine that was actually brought, offered to an idol, right? Not as common nowadays. However, you are allowed to do zilof with stam yena, meaning regular wine, guy, because that's motivano. Okay, the shach runs out, that's not so poshut, it's really not our topic at all. It's really not our topic at all right now. But is stam yena motivano or rasavano? Meaning, I don't mean you have like a goyish Hindu temple or something where they pour wine. I mean, like regular wine that you see in shop, right? Right? That's just goyish wine, right? That's stam yena. No one libated it to any idols. The odd, you know, 99.99999% that the wine they sell on the shelf in ShopRite was not offered to any idols. It's stam yena. It's a drop on the stam yena. So is that asrana or motivana? Mufurish in shop that is asrana. The machlok we've shown them, it could be that nowadays it's motivana because we live in societies where goyim don't generally offer wine to idols. Right, the, I don't know, where did you come from? Where did you grow up?
Ottawa.
In Ottawa, probably they don't offer wine to idols a lot.
Sure.
What?
I don't know.
I know, in churches they don't do that. Even the other religions in Ottawa probably don't. In the mosques, they don't either if they have those. Anyway, halacha l'maisa. Okay, so the Muslims definitely do not offer anything to idols. Halacha l'maisa, it's a big machlok that we pass in the chashiva samyin is also not. Only the Malcolm Hatch said it's mutter. Okay, but that's not our main topic now, which is good to know. What's the din of Sam Yena? I mean, it comes up all the time. Sam Yena is also Ma'anah, the Chassiva, but the Malcolm Hatch said it is mutter. So, for example, if for some reason, you know, someone just ended up some guy with the money, and the only way to collect the money was a warehouse full of trade wine, they could sell the wine to the Malcolm Hatch said for Master Ma'anah, you literally, you can't drink it. Okay, but that's not our main point. Before we get to our main point, let's read Sifbav. Sifbav tells us something which I hope is common sense. Saksha pilpulin bizainville, shemesimin bitankane yayin nesa. A sack of Tofu is designed both with pepper and ginger. Pepper or ginger, they would put in the bottles of yain nesef. Why do they put the pepper and ginger into the yain nesef? This is not going to be a hard question. To give spice to the wine. There's such thing as spiced wine. I don't know if it's as popular nowadays. Well, sometimes very popular. Maybe nowadays some people still drink it. They would spice the wine. Was the point for the spices to improve the wine or for the wine to improve the spices? Spices to improve the wine. And then what do? You have a byproduct afterwards. You still have these pepper and ginger. The wine did not improve the pepper or the ginger. As a matter of fact, now the pepper and ginger are less potent. And the wine didn't help them at all. So what does it say? You're allowed to smell this pepper and ginger, even though it's a blea of yain nesef. That's why. Because the yain nesef doesn't help the smell. The smell is only from the pepper and the ginger. You're not really smelling the yain nesef. The yain nesef doesn't contribute to the smell. Avolum summon da abdala, aser, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is you can't use them for summon for abdala. Why? Because they're traits. They're traits. Because they have yain nesef in them. Anything that's trait, that's not good for human consumption, is the bizoyim to use for a mitzvah. What's that principle called? The principle that if something's trait for you, you shouldn't use it for a mitzvah. We discussed this. The mouse. What? Hakribeim alasecha secha. Right? Hakribeim alasecha secha. Anything that's trait for you, you can't use for a mitzvah, and therefore, it's not the yain nesef inside of usher, but the ginger and the pepper are not usher, and therefore you can smell the ginger and the pepper. However, you can't smell the frazola because back your name, the fat
hasnecha. Can you make a bracha on them?
You could even make a bracha on them, just not for abdala. No, it's not a mizoyin to make a bracha on them. It's only mizoyin to use them for a mitzvah. Now, there's a big tangent of Achot being the Tazlut Kudus Kesef here about how much we medayik from this mechaber. What's the deal from the mechaber? If they have the yain nesef in their trace, you can't use them for havdalah. What's the deal? If they're pure and unadulterated, you can use them for havdalah. Okay, ginger, does that make sense? You could use ginger for havdalah? Anyone ever smell ginger? No one ever smelled ginger? Is it a nice smell? Is it a nice smell? What? Not really? Okay. I thought it was. Okay. But I think the ginger is talking nice smell. But okay, that's not the most important. Most of the pepper. Is pepper a sweet smell? No. Is it a strong smell? Yes. Here's an interesting question. What counts for b'samim for abdala? Do you use pepper for b'samim for abdala? It smells, right? But it's not like a perfume kind of smell. It's not a sweet smell. That is my focus. Your chin, the kudus kesef, and the taz. The taz says we're medayik in this machaber that normal pepper you can use for abdala. So if you want to make a bracha on abdala, you just take pepper and you can use that for the bracha. And pepper counts for b'samim. And you say, Borei, what would pepper be? Probably Borei Afti B'samim, we say, or
it's a pre. It's ripe to the margin.
Yeah, maybe it's a pre. But you don't eat it. All right.
Which means it probably smells nice when it's fresh. Which is why the margin.
Anyway, thirdly, okay. Kinder, the top of the diet from here, that pepper counts as B'samim, you can use it Motzei Shabbos for Abdullah. The Kudus HaKesef says, no, you're being too medayik. This is just an example. He didn't literally mean it. He was just using pepper as an example. But truth is, pepper you can never use for Abdala. Because pepper is not really besamen. Pepper is tavlin. It is not besamen. You can't say, or any besamen, Motzei Shabbos on pepper. So this is the side of my focus, what can you use on Motzei Shabbos. The halacha l'maisa, how about pepper for b'samim, Taz says yes, the Nekudas HaKesef says no. If you would look in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Tavi Zayin, which is Havdalah, the Magen Avraham also says yes, but the Mishnah Berurah says no. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to, you can use English HaKesef, which is, it doesn't mean pepper to run in England. green allspice, which I guess people call pepper, and they import it from England. But you cannot use pepper. We popped in Aloha Maisa, like the Shah, and like the Mishnah Berurah. You cannot use pepper on the Shabbos for Bisamim. Pepper does not count as Bisamim.
Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Shah?
No, we should pop in Maisa.
But, I mean, like, I don't know, he doesn't usually make stuff up against the Magen Avraham.
No, he's putting, he's putting the Shah in many others, meaning there's a million other of them way in and this as well.
I mean, the pepper that we have with black pepper would be very different when it's dry than when it's in that food form.
No, they were also talking about when it was dry.
Yeah,
if you're stuck, you cannot. Ah, what should you do with the Eben if you have no spice and it's not the Shabbos? What does Allah tell us?
Wait.
Allah tells us that it's actually not a chiyuv gomer to make a bracha on the son of Mufti Shabbos. If you don't have the summon, that's okay. The Gemara says that you don't have to be master, you don't have to go around looking for a summon of the Shabbos. It's okay to make Abdullah without the summon. Just if you have the summon, you should. If you don't have the summon, then you just make Abdullah without the summon and you don't have to feel bad.
It's like the simple side point on that. Meaning, if in the summon, if you're in a large crowd and someone doesn't get around to you still after they continue, or you just say the bracha after the Abdullah is over?
Yes. Yes. Okay, there's a slight machlokes in front about this, but law actually might sound different than this, but the Mishnah Berurah writes that every single Afro in the world says, I mean, you know, the Masakhah, so that's a parallel case, says that yes, you should make the Berurah your own Masakhah. What if you don't get to the summon? Then you should try to get to the summon, but you don't have to work very hard to get the summon, unless we shout, it's not a key of going.
But if you'll get your hand near the candle, then an issue?
The hand is not ma'akev. It's just like being able to see the light from a distance where that light is significant to you. So you should try to be close enough that you can see the light from a difference that is significant. Otherwise, you're not really...
The light is off.
The
ish ma'akev?
What?
The
ish ma'akev? Also, you don't have to be master after a month of Shabbos. But again, you don't have to go and like try to buy a candle a month of Shabbos. But you should obviously try to
And make a bracha. If you have a candle afterwards, you should make a bracha for yourself?
Yes.
On topic, how often should you make a bracha on the thunder lightning?
Once per storm.
Okay.
Once per storm. Now you let one count for the same storm, and I'll say, use your judgment. And if you're not sure, then it counts for the same storm. Okay. That was a total side point, though. Okay, but the principle here, I think, is pretty obvious. Even though the Ayinetef made the spiceless trace, you can still smell them, because you're smelling the spices, not the Ayinetef. Okay, Zayin. The Summon Shal Bodhazara Kai Karim Ba'orla Asher Lo Riyasbehem. The Summon of Bodhazara and Klayim and Orla, whatever Bodhazara, Klayim and Orla have in common, they're all Isuri Hanah, or usher to smell. Meaning, it is usher to smell the smell of Isuri Hanah. Why? Because smelling is a kind of Hanah. We saw in Ramah in Sif Hei that Zilof is Hanah. Zilof is sprinkling around, which Zilof also causes the dirt in your dirt floor to like stay packed down and not rise up. But that you can do by using Zilof of water. Soon the reason to use Zilof of wine is also to give it a nice smell. So smelling Isuri Hanah. Smelling Isuri Hanah is Aser. That's clear in Sif Zion. Now here, and that's clear many places in Shas. I'll just give you two examples in Shas where that's clear. Number one, Avodah Zarah, Dr. Bayes says, if there's a store of Avodah Zarah, and they have a verid bahadas of Avodah Zarah there, right, hadasim and roses, of Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to go to the store and smell them. You're not allowed to smell Avodah Zarah. Like when you're talking about Kotei, it says you're not allowed to purposely smell the spices from the smell of the Ketores from when they worship Avodah Zarah. Okay, you're not allowed to smell the smell of Isuri Hanah. Here, the Rishonim all had a big problem. What was the big problem of the Rishonim? A stira between Sif Zion and Sif Hei, which are, let's just do, if hey equals Avodah Zarah, was it Samach Vavam Beis or something? I think it was Samach Vavam Beis. Right? Avodah Zarah, Samach Vavam Beis, Mutter, Lehariach Bivatita, which is some of Yai Netzach, which is also Vanah. But on the other hand, you have if Zion, which is equals Avodah Zarah Dafyut Beis Amud Beis, which is Aser Lehariach Vered Vehadas Shel Avodah Zarah. And there's also speaking stuff in the scenes of Light of Day. Here we have a problem. Smelling is Hanah. Everyone knows smelling is Hanah. If I give you perfume that's Aser Hanah and you smell it, you're getting Hanah. No, that's pretty straightforward, commonsensical. So then why is it Mutter to smell the Yai Netzach and the Bastiha? What's the difference?
Well, there's a difference, but it shouldn't be significant. Like one's food and one's not.
Ah!
That's how a smelling works, though.
Ah, okay, tricky. One's food and one's not. Interestingly, here we're talking about Beri Bahadah. Here we're talking about Yai Netzach. So I think you're right, one's food and one's not. You just have to flip your perspective a little. The fact that one's food, so food is more makeup? No, but rather, don't think one is food and one isn't. Flip your perspective and say one is. One is meant for smelling and one isn't, right? That is the opinion of Rabbi Utam and many Rishonim.
You smell it, you smell it, though.
One second, says Rabbi Utam. The Ode and many other Rishonim, such as the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ramban in one opinion, and many, many other. And the Ran, many, many other Rishonim, he says this is Asoy L'Reyach, and this is not Asoy L'Reyach. One is made for Reyach, one is not made for Reyach. What difference does that make? So here it gets a little tricky what difference it makes. The way some Rishonim say at least is one is Asoy L'Reyach, one is not Asoy L'Reyach. And as the Ran, when it's Asoy L'Reyach, Reicha is Milsa. Remember we saw in the Shach, anything made for Reich, Reicha is Milsa, that's where you got it from. When it's Eino Asoy L'Reyach, Reicha La Milsa. After all, where is the Machlokas Reicha Milsa La Milsa? By meat. Meat is not made for smelling, it's made for eating. By Bakti of wine. Wine is not made for smelling, it's made for eating. When something's made for something other than smelling, it's a food or other item that's not intended as a perfume or an incense, then Reich of Lav Milsa is Mutter. When something is made for Reich, Reich is Milsa, and it is Usher.
Is there a Svara?
The Svara is that does Reich, is Reich significant? Milsa means significant, right?
Essentially, it's not, but if you ask
the answer is, Reich is significant if it is the purpose of the item. If it is the main purpose of an item, that makes it more significant. It's more significant when something is the purpose of a whole item than when something is a sort of fringe benefit of an item. It is more significant. Okay, Tosfos implies, perhaps, it's not so clear that Tosfos is arguing during the time here, but you could also say a different approach. Maybe Tosfos would take a different approach to the Svara. He would say that if it's Asoy L'Reyach, that is Kederech Hanaso. Ah, only serve us are the normal way of being nana. What's the normal way of being nana from perfume? To smell it. What's the normal way of being nana from wine, of course? To drink it, not to smell it. Could you smell wine? Yeah, but that's not the normal thing to do. So maybe this is lav kedera hanasa.
Yeah, that's hard to say, because when you talk about reisa milsa, when you talk about like the smell being then infused and then usher to be ingested like by eating, I mean, that's the siddish we're saying.
Ah!
And only saying usher to smell it. Saying that the smells themselves get
So you're right. According to most Rishonim, the machlokas of Reicha Milsa, Reicha Lav Milsa, is the machlokas of Reicha Milsa versus Lav Milsa is whether it counts as eating or not. Maybe the Rishonim there in the Sugi Batia say explicitly whether it counts as anar or not is a different idea. The Ran mixes that up. So to summarize what the Talos is just pointing out is if we pass the Reicha Lav Milsa, then why is it usher to smell? So one derech is reicha lav milsa, which means reicha doesn't exist for any purposes, not used for any purposes, but when it's made for smell, reicha is significant for all purposes, and that would justify the shach who says, likewise, when it smells is another food, if it's made for reicha lav milsa. The way most Rishonim would say is no, reicha lav milsa means reicha doesn't count as eating. Whether it counts or not is a different idea. Okay, that's one answer. Could you have given another answer? So yes. Tosfos gives another answer. Not Rabbeinu Tam.
But the other Halikosos, because most objects are written Tom, he gives another answer. He says that here you are Nehene Min Hareach. Over here, Ella Nizot. You are not Nehene from the Reach. The Reach actually hurts. Tosafot says, when you suck in this whiff of a freshly opened barrel of wine, a little hole in the barrel of wine, it's not pleasant. It's actually an abrasive experience. Also, why do you do it? You're doing it because it's your job. You quality control of the wine, and you know how to tell the quality of the wine based on the ryach. But you don't enjoy the ryach at all. As a matter of fact, the ryach is annoying and even a little bit irritating. So that makes perfect sense. If the ryach is irritating, then it's not hana'ah. But if the ryach is nice, it is hana'ah. Nothing to do with what it's made for. The Ran suggests, even though the Ran really holds by Tosos, he suggests another possible answer. In his other answer, the Ran suggests that it could be that, actually those arrows are wrong, sorry. The Ran says, no, this is the difference. Here you are smelling with your nose. Smelling with your nose counts as hana'ah. That's hana'ah, to smell a nice smell with your nose. What are you doing in Bat Piha? You're sucking with your
mouth.
Sucking with your mouth, that's not a kind of hana'ah that the Torah forbids. You eat with your mouth and you smell with your nose. When you smell with your mouth, that doesn't count as hana'ah. Here, you are sucking smell with your mouth. Abaye says it's asur because he says reicha milsa means reah counts as even. You can eat with your mouth. But, so let's just summarize what we've seen in these three opinions. Let's summarize the difference in these three opinions, and then we will figure out what difference that makes Allah l'maisa. Summarize the what these three opinions mean is l'maisa. Ha'im mutter lehariach Yisuri Hana'ah. Can you smell Yisuri Hana'ah? Or do we say that's called Hana'ah? So according to Pshat 1, Mutter im Eino Asoy L'Reach. Right? Asur, if it's Asoy L'Reach. According to number 2, Mutter im Hareach Maziko. But Asur, if you were Nana, according to shot number 3, Mutter Lishof Bifib, the Asur Lehariyah Be'af. Right, with your nose. Okay, how do we pass? You see, by the way, there's a big machlokus. What about Stam smelling? Ah, great example. Basar Rechalav. Let's say my neighbor is cooking basar b'chalav. Can I sit there? Good smell. Basar b'chalav. Or chametz on Pesach. Right? This comes up much more often. How often does our neighbor mean? But sometimes our neighbor makes a barbecue. He makes a barbecue, but he doesn't usually put basar b'chalav on the barbecue. This is a much more common cause. We're mold in this situation. You're walking down the street in Chutzlaretz, and it's Pesach. And oh, that bakery, good fresh bread smell. For all we love the ruchnius of the matzah, and it's the Zohar says, it's the tip of the lachman and hemnusa, and it's a very, very deep on many spiritual levels. But once you smell that bakery, it's a lot more enticing than the matzah. So can you stop outside the bakery and smell that chametz bread? Can you smell the basar b'chalav? Etc. You know, or, I don't know, you have an orla tree. And there's a straw. Your neighbor planted a tree. It's only the third year. It's growing lemons. Can I stop and smell that nice lemony smell? Right? Good question. So basically, according to shot number 1 of Rabbeinu Tam and Menu Shonen, yes, since it's not made for smell, it's made for food, then it's perfectly mutter to smell. It's only a not a smell of perfume. It's mutter to smell of food or other items. But of course, the second and third shatim, no. Since I'm enjoying the smell, I'm smelling my nose, it should be totally usher. It should go right from there. And from there, it's right off. Big nachmina. Let's see how we pass it. What is the diyuk of the machaber? Can you even die from the machaber how we pass it? I mean, the shatim already did it for us.
You can even ask for that diyuk. You machaber to walk the other way.
Ah, okay. But let's ask that in a moment, correct? But I'm going to save that for 5 minutes. Can you even die from the machaber what he holds? Which of these three answers he holds like? Right, meaning regular case of smelling Isser Hana'ah food. According to shot one is Mutter, according to shot two and three is Usser. Says the Mechavis of Zion, which of the designs by a pyramid you're not allowed to smell? Mimidayak? Besamim, but foods, you're allowed to smell. Why do you have to add the word besamim? Why not just say you're not allowed to smell? And don't make a deal from hay why he said lishos of him. That was the case of the Gemara. In the case of the Gemara, he quoted the case of the Gemara. He's not going to quote a case that's not in the Gemara. He's going to die from Zion. That's not a Gemara that he made up on his own. I mean, he made up. It's not a lot. I mean, he made up a formulation on his own. He's the shach to die from the Mechaber. Besamim shall have been by a care of also every Ephraim. But food of Abu Zarqai Karim and Orla's muscle are made up for him. So you're very clear, says the Mechaber, like shot number one, that it is Musser. And he brings a, and the Shach argues, and the Gra also argues vociferously. The Shach and the Gra argue, they say not true. We're going to hold like the Stamtosos against Rebbe Tam. And the, by the way, the Ramban also brings both opinions. The Rashba and the Ritva only say like this. The Ran has two opinions. The Ramban has two opinions. And Tosfos has two opinions. There's Rebbe and Tam. And the Stam voice in Tosfos. But says the Shach, no way. And the Gra even more strongly says no way. As a matter of fact, in the Shach and the Gra say we hold like Tosfos. Only Mutter is Mazik. Stam spelling is Usher. And they each bring a raya from last year. What did we learn last year? Who was the one you last year?
Are you allowed to smell the Arba Minim on Sukkot? You're allowed to smell the Arav and the Lulav. We know they represent not having a smell.
They actually don't have a smell. Are you allowed to smell the Hadas and the Esrog on Sukkot? What does the Gemara say?
Esrog,
yes. Although Halacha L'Maisa, we don't because we have Suffolk brachos, and therefore we try to avoid it, but that's a side problem. And then there's machlokes. Well, certainly the Amosami Brahma is running the Shamur, you actually can, as long as if you're picking up separately, go to Chazanish. You can't. Okay, we're not doing Hilchos Brachos now. But, says the Gemara, you can smell the Esrog but not the Hadas. Why? The Hadas' purpose is to smell. So it's Mukhtas and Kelvin. The Esrog's purpose is to eat. Yes, I am nowadays. The Esrog's purpose is to eat. Although still, its purpose is not to smell. The Esrog's purpose is to eat, and therefore, you can't eat it, but you can smell it. Says the Mechaber, or Rishon Mechaber, says the Mechaber, what do we see from here? Exactly sheet the number one. If something's meant for smelling, smelling is an usher kind of hadah, like a hadah. If something's meant for eating, then smelling is a perfectly mutter kind of hadah, like a raya for me, says the Mechaber. Shaken Adarava, you were medayt in the Losh of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Since the answer there is mukta, you were fought in the hada to be makta from smelling. But in the esrog, you fought to be makta from eating and not from smelling. What do you say? Yeah, when the answer comes from your thought, you only think of one thing. But if the answer comes from the Torah prohibition, then it's also across the board. It says different ways of reading the hadas and esrog. Chaver says hadas and esrog is an example for Isuri Hanah, only if smelling is the main use they call hanah. Otherwise, it's not called hanah. Shach says, no, that's when, if the answer is only what you have in mind, it goes by the main use. But when the answer is objective, then all hanos are usher and smelling everything is usher. Okay, halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? The shach in the end makes a little bit of a compromise. He says, at least in Avodah Zarah, be machter. Why at least in Avodah Zarah? Because in other things, well, here it gets a little tricky, actually, because in the end, he sort of says, you know what, at least be machra and Avodah Zarah. He doesn't say be machra and everything. Why? So it could be
It could be because Avodah Zarah also even Shalok Kedar Hanasan, so you don't have that hector of, well, it's not the normal use, so maybe it's not really usher. Okay, then you should also be Machmer and Chayav Keren. We'll leave that to Tarzion. Instead, the Shach Lemaisa says, Yesh Lahachmir Avodah Zarah Al Kalpan. Right, at least in Avodah Zarah. It sounds like the shot in the end is not so sure. Like, if you want to make like the Mechaber, the room to make like the Mechaber, you know, at least we match up the Avodah Zarah. I'll let remind you that anyone has a sheet I gave out a week ago or so, and if you don't, you'll have to take my word for it. Mechaber number 7 on the sheet is the Bir Halacha and Hilchos Pesach. Who discusses, can you smell the Goyish bread on Pesach? Who doesn't have the sheet? I just found one. Anyone not bring the sheet? Okay.
There might be another one over there.
Okay. Bir Halacha says, can you smell the Goyish bakery on Pesach? Can you smell the Goyish bakery on Pesach? So, can you smell the Goyish bakery on Pesach? Says the Bir Halacha. The Achronim say you can't smell the Goyish bakery bread. Why not? After all, don't we say Rei Chalav Milsa and Dover She'eno Omeid Varvit? It doesn't machaber paskin that says it's not made for smelling, it's okay. So, so he says, it's interesting, I would have said maybe we're chosesh for the Shach and the Gra. He gives two other reasons to be machaber. Halacha L'maisa gives two other reasons to be machmir. He doesn't explicitly quote the Shach and the Gra as a tamen, and why he doesn't just quote the Shach and the Gra here. But he gives two other reasons to be machmir, not to smell the Goyish bread on Pesach. Number one is, no, not yet. Number one, he says, maybe bread is made for smelling. How is bread made for smelling? He says, well, they bake bread in order to put in the bakery windows so that people smell it and then have a taiva and come by at their bakery. So maybe that's called made for smelling. Since the smell is not just a fringe benefit, the smell is part of their business plan. Right? I wouldn't say that's true of everything that smells. Meaning if someone barbecues, they're not making it for smell. But if you taco, when the baker bakes in the bakery, he has in mind, I want this to taste good, and I want people to smell it, because someone who didn't plan to buy bread will walk outside and smell it and buy my bread.
Smell all pastries there?
What?
In anything that a bakery is looking
for? Yeah, yeah. And then he also says, there's another reason not to smell the bread on Pesach, because there's a rokeach who says, you shouldn't smell something that you're not allowed to eat, because you might come to eat it. And he says, therefore, means the zebra is not enough, but in zebra you might come to eat it. Okay, so halacha l'maisa,
the second reason only for Pesach, or for anything.
And so the Mishnah says, I'll get that in a second, especially on Pesach, when it's lo b'dilui day, you're used to eating bread all year long, which is where Chomer Pesach probably comes from.
Yes.
I said before, but for now, we'll say that's where Chomer Pesach comes from. Pasuk chat, why we have Chomer Pesach? Because you're used to eating chametz all year long. Okay, I'm not so convinced, personally, because how does that explain chomers we have in kashering and other things that have nothing with gezeiros, which are just like some chomers we have? Okay, so maybe we're a different word, but not for now. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, the Mishavura does not say exactly that he's chosesh for the shach and the well, even the shach isn't exactly chosesh for the shach. Does not say exactly he's chosesh for the gra here. However, he nonetheless asks smelling the bakery bread for two other reasons. Again, A, maybe bread is made for smell, and therefore we also look at the alma. And two, you might accidentally eat the bread, which is very reasonable shach. Right, exceedingly reasonable.
I mean, you have a fruit on Shabbos, sort of a tree.
Yeah, then you might come to pick it. Right.
That would be a real zera, the smelling left. Meaning everything you're not allowed to do something that might lead you to enter.
Right, that's the question. Can you find like a real buffer for this, or is this just an invention of the repair? Sorry.
Meaning, if anything, you can talk to. I know that it might just be a kashasta, right? So the mishmart and the shmarti, like every person has to always not do things. But like last after you did it, you were violating formal.
Okay, fair enough. Let me come back to that in a moment. Halacha l'maisa. Let us review halacha l'maisa. You know what, Batal, can you give me a board, please? You don't mind?
Sure. I think it's a standard one. Oh. In fact. Skip the middle one. Okay. Let's just highlight for a second. Let's remember what we're talking about here. There are three different issues. Let me point out, there are three different issues that come up here. Okay? Number one is eating smell of trace. How do you eat the smell of trace? Either sif hay, you suck in the smell of yai nectar, or sif aleph beis and daleth, the smell of trace goes into kosher and you eat it, right? Either sif hay, shoeth reyah b'siv, or sif aleph beis and daleth, nechnas hareyah l'machol heter, and you eat the machol heter. Eating the smell of trace. That is the classic sugya of Recha Milsa. This is the sugya of Recha Milsa. The Kaimalan Recha Lav Milsa. And it is mutter to eat the smell of trace. Meaning, eating smell does not count as eating taste. Right? That's the sugya of Recha Milsa. If I eat the smell. Second issue. Smelling. Smell of Isurei Hana'a. This is really Sif Zion and Hay. Right, the Zion is kind of smelling Yisurei Hana'a, and Sif Hay is maybe talking about smelling Yisurei Hana'a. You're smelling with your mouth as well as eating with your mouth, right? I guess you could just say, hey, Se'ithin, hey, through Zion. Here the question is, does smelling count as Hana'a? And this is the machlokas Rishonim and Achronim that we just pointed out. So what do we paskin? Mechaber says, mutter, if it's not asoy l'reach, the gra and the shach is note to say asur, except for weird cases where it damages you, right? And what does the bir halacha assume? Beer halacha le'inyan chametz assumes like the mechaber, but is machmir for two reasons. He assumes like the mechaber. Real difference you make like the mechaber, but nonetheless he's machmir for two reasons. Number one, maybe bread counts as also the reyach, which is a chiddush, but maybe. And number two, because you might come to eat it. Now, Yaakov pointed out, hold on a second. So what if I'm walking by the bakery on Pesach? What am I supposed to do if I walk by a bakery? Right? So that's the Mefurish Gemara in the second parak of Pesachim. What did the Gemara say? The general Gemara is Yisurei Hana'ah. The Gemara says that E Efsher Veloka Mechavid is Mutter, and we pass in even Efsher Veloka Mechavid is Mutter, it's Machlokes, Avayin Rava. We pass in that. They're all Yisurei Hana'ah are only Usher if you are trying to get the Hana'ah, or at least intending to get the Hana'ah. But if you are trying to do something innocent, and you are assaulted by a Hana'ah against your will, that's called Loka Mechavim, then that does not constitute an Isser. So if I'm going to the bakery to smell the bread, the Briar Halacha is Machri, you shouldn't do that. But if I'm walking by the bakery on the way to Shul or anything else, and I happen to smell the bread, and I don't intend to smell the bread, and I'm not trying to be happy to smell the bread, I'm just smelling the bread against my will,
even if I could have avoided it, that is not usher. Everyone agrees that I couldn't avoid it. It's not usher. We possibly I could have avoided it. Even I could have taken a different path to shul. I'm allowed to walk down the street, and if I smell something usher unintentionally as I walk out down the street, that doesn't count. That mussar is a special rule of lo kamechagin. Okay, so therefore you don't have to worry. All of these are only about smelling bikavana. If you smell shalom bikavana, like a sick ratio, we would call it double Shabbos, right? I'm walking down the street and a sick ratio is that I smell some avodah zarah or chametz pesach or bas mechalav, etc. Then that is not a halachic problem, so you don't have to worry. Okay, the last thing we wanted to discuss is the discussion of tinsley chuvus of cotton hay, and with that we will end the seminar. Tinsley chuvus of cotton hay, and then we finish the sit. He discusses a third issue, which is, how about smelling the smell of macholos asuros, which are not asur ba'anah? Right? The mechaber is not happening about that. What would be the problem of, no, I'm not eating anything. Stop, I'm a Deutsch neighbor. Anyone here a Deutsch neighbor? I know, I live in Old Schwinn, I'm not talking about Deutsch neighbors anymore. I used to have Deutsch neighbors when I was a kid. What? I make myself, I don't remember my neighbors, but growing up in Brooklyn, I had Italian neighbors.
He still lives there and be Chinese now.
That's very good, correct, absolutely. Maybe Korean, I'm sure. But my block was all Italian back in the day. So I have my Deutsch neighbors. I don't really, I grew up my whole life with Deutsch neighbors. I don't remember exactly their culinary preferences. But let's say my Deutsch neighbors made a barbecue. Delicious smell of meat coming from the Deutsch neighbor's yard. Can I smell that? There's no problem with Surah Hanah because their meat's not Asur Hanah. What's the problem? Or I walk by a Deutsch bakery when it's not on Pesach. But you know what? They make some trace food. They use lard. They make whatever kind of trace things in their bakery. Right? What?
Hold some.
Bon agid. A set of Venus atom. Right? Whatever it may be. So, can I smell something that's most about no? You would think, what's the problem? I'm definitely not eating because I'm only smelling. And so it's definitely not a chila because I'm not eating anything. And there's no problem with handa because it's not also about no. It's only also about chila. So you would think it should be perfectly okay. The shomar has no hafling to answer it. What could possibly be the problem? However, there are two possible haflings to answer it. Two, she does yuk is perhaps to answer it. One is the shulde and kiborim in Sivkot and Hay. The shulde and kiborim says the shulde and kiborim has a big chumra. He said, if it's also the reich and reich milsa, then reich milsa means smell and counts as eating. Not like everyone else assumes. Reich milsa means eating smell and counts as eating taste. Shilde worm is a big chiddush, mechadish, that if it's also the reich, then reich milsa, that's not the big chiddush. And smelling counts as eating. So he says that, now this is only for the Asur L'Reach. Let us say, what's an example of Machal source that's Asur L'Reach? Perfumes that are made from trace. Let's say the perfume is made from trace, that's Asur L'Reach. I'm not allowed to smell a perfume that's made from animal ingredients. Let's say the perfume is animal ingredients. Probably now they will don't because all the whatever liberals are against it. But everyone's vegan. But when I was a kid, maybe they did have animal ingredients, right? What are the perfume of the animal ingredients? In the old days, you said musk. Musk comes from musk. A lot of our Rishon Musum is trace because it's really that's the whole machlokas. Okay. So let's say Shuli Bird Big Chiddush. His chiddush is not the Dover Asul the Reach Reichas Milsa. Okay, that was already a chiddush said by the Ran and other Rishonim. His chiddush that reicha milsa means that smelling counts as eating.
Therefore, I can't smell a perfume that's traced that counts as eating it. We reject this. We reject this. We reject this. Why? Recha milsa means that eating smell counts as eating taste. What does recha milsa hold? If you're Rav and you hold recha milsa, or it's a case where it's a super rare from recha milsa, if I eat my bread and the taste of the trace meat, it's like I'm eating the trace meat. But recha milsa is only for eating. That counts as trace taste. Not that smelling counts as eating. We reject the Shilta Giborim. So the Shilta Giborim has the Shitas Yachid that, in a case of Recha Milsa, smelling counts as eating, and therefore you can't even smell trace. We reject that. We say no, smelling never counts as eating. However, there is another Shita, and that was the Roteach. Says the Roteach, the opposite of the Shilta Giborim. Says the Roteach, Davke if it's not Osui L'Reach. Davke if it's Osui for eating. Only if it is Osui L'Achila, or let's call it only L'Achila. Only for the food. Notice how he's the diametrical opposite of practically the Shilta Giborim. Shilta Giborim says if something's straight, you can't smell it if it's made for smelling. So the Rehatev says, that's great for smelling, fine. But it's great for eating, not. Only for Omi L'Achila, it is usur to smell as a Gzeira Shema Yavo L'Achlo. As a Gzeira, you might accidentally eat it. After all, he said, let's say I go, can I smell this trace meat barbecue? Delicious smell. I might accidentally get so enticed by the smell, I might forget and eat it, just like in front of Shabbos. If I smell a fruit, I might accidentally pick it and eat it, right? So he says you can't smell a trace food, not because of Recha Milsa or because of Hadar or anything. Not because of an intrinsic isser, because of the Gzeira, that I might accidentally come to eat it. Here it's a little tricky. May he taste this Gzeira. First of all, does it make common sense? Not crazy common sense, right? Imagine, if I have this McDonald's and I go, let's assume the McDonald's not usher ba'na. Certainly most of the things are not usher ba'na. Right? Not usher b'cholav. Maybe everything is not really possible chalav, because it starts out as bezeila meat, you have the kumin flaw, plus they don't actually put the meat and the milk together on the fire, they put it on when it's off the fire usually, or even they put it on when it's fire, it's free. Let's assume McDonald's not usher b'na, right? So if I go to smell the McDonald's, I might accidentally forget myself and take a bite of the McDonald's. Yeah, probably not. But you know, a lot of savers are probably not, but it could happen. You could easily see someone forgetting themselves and taking a little bite if it smells so good. You know, depending on the circumstances. But you could easily see this. You know, I'm sitting with all my Jewish friends, just enjoying the smell of their hamburger, so I might accidentally forget and take a hamburger. That's the Rokeach problem. That's the Rokeach answer. Now, we don't find this before Shinshaf, we must admit. Which the question is this really binding or is it not binding? Is this just his own idea? Is this somehow he learned that Chazal made a Zera extrapolation? Unclear. The mice of the Bir Halacha number 8 in Reish Tes Zayin says that he is matver like this Rokeach. Says the Bir Halacha, he says, he quotes tons of Rishon and Achronim that is mutter to smell straight food. Then he says, but it seems to me that's only if it's not something you might eat, like a perfume. But if it's something you might eat, I think it's usher. L'chaspila in l'ariach. Why? Since the ref is really the taste. The ref belongs to the taste of the top shelf. The vada yishloch v'shem yavo l'ochlo. And then he finds, what's his mokra shot? Lech lech aminu and zero score sort of tamar lo tikra. The Gemara says we have to tell another not to go near the vineyard. Okay, that's what the Tal suggested. Some general idea that we take from the shot. And then he says, for sure, if it's something which has a taste that perhaps you'll even get sick and need to eat for pikuach nefesh, okay, not so common nowadays to have such a craving of pikuach nefesh. But the Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha leans towards accepting this rokeach. And he says, you should not go and purposely smell the goyish barbecue. Now again, this might depend on the circumstances. If the goyish barbecue is like behind a big fence, and all you have is a little smell, how are you going to forget and eat it?
right? It's on the other side of a fence. You're not going to forget to eat it. But if you're standing there in the goy's backyard, then it does make sense. You know, even though the mother and shas is not so strong, it's a good start. If I'm standing in the goy's backyard hanging out with him and I'm purposely smelling the hamburgers, I might accidentally come to eat a hamburger. So I think that even though it's hard to say that this is mefurish shas, says the beer halacha, and the beer halacha is masmir in appropriate circumstances, and I think that it's kedai to be masmir for this, even though it doesn't have a strong mucker and shas. It's kedai to be masmir, it's kedai to be masmir. If you start purposely smelling goyish food, and it's available to you, I don't mean it's on the other side of the fence, but it's right there available to you, then you might accidentally come to eat it, and it's not to stay away from a shas of chas v'shalom eating makolos asubros. Okay, questions?
No, I was going to ask that, is the fence far away or not far away?
Yeah, so I think I still remember, strangely happened to me once, I don't know why, like, you know, like, sometimes us Americans, like, we have these, like, notions that we grow up with these notions that anything that's in Eretz Yisrael is automatically live from. So the first time I ever took a flight from Eretz Yisrael to America on United, I don't know why I was surprised, you know. I understand that, wow, everything might not be behind it, but I'm saying, like, everything's kosher. But I took it to United, I earned my kosher deal, and I shouldn't have been surprised that United is not a kosher airline. Taka, all of a sudden, we take off from Eretz Yisrael, and they said, we're giving out a snack. Now, we kosher people think a snack means all about bag of presents, right? Apparently, for going, a snack is a cheeseburger. So they give everyone a cheeseburger. Everyone opened their cheeseburgers, and you were assaulted by this delicious cheeseburger smell. So first of all, that was an example of local makati. He said, I wasn't even extra, right? I had no choice. But even then, I wasn't makati smell, so I just had in mind not to be makati to smell it. I tried not to enjoy the smell. Therefore, it wasn't a problem even on any side. Besides, I struggled with it up around off. But I understood where the recap was coming from. Like, you really need to be one of the cheeseburger. So I really got to be makati. You know, the Rambam says in Film and Prophet, that when it comes to Bas V'Cholos, someone should say, I wish I could eat it because it's delicious, but I'm not eating it because Hashem told me not to. Only the Shmach Rabu is Hashem. So usually I don't have that V'Cholos. Why do I not eat a cheeseburger? I mean, there are several cheeseburgers where I live. I don't really have a hobby making cheeseburgers. It seems a little weird to me to make a cheeseburger. So I can't say I refrain from cheeseburgers with Shmach. So once I got a chance in my life to refrain from cheeseburgers with Shmach. The steward said, do you like a snack? And I said, no, even though it really, really smelled good. So I'm not thinking of a big recycle. But at least I got to do it with Shmuck. What?
I can't believe that.
You can't believe that because you think it would be a disgusting smell to us.
No, I can't believe that they would serve me on Israel.
It's United. They're allowed to do whatever they want. They're good. Anyway, bye, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So, halacha l'maisa, this is all the halacha of smell.
If you don't hold the food, I assume it's maybe an idea it's far away.
No, there's different kinds. I think it's even kind of sense. There's different kinds of not only food. I mean, there's not only food that belongs to someone who would never share it with you, and there's not only food that belongs to a friend who would share it with you. You want to buy it. So then you shouldn't have in mind to become on a smell. Right. You shouldn't smell to come on it. If you're allowed to feel small with God, even if it's not your life, you should, exactly, I won't do a non-kosher food court, again, I haven't had the close to doing that for a while, but maybe at the airport sometimes, you walk through the non-kosher food court, so you should, for example, don't smell the kabbalah, because you smell the kabbalah, you might accidentally come to buy some and eat it. How likely is that? I don't know. It's a reasonable cover. It's always good to stay away from the whole system. And like, what do you need to smell the kabbalah anyway, right? So I think this is a good chumra. And so is the beer halacha. Okay. What happened? So much for Siman Kofres. Okay. Siman Kofres. Something amazing. Instead of moving it like this, you can go like that. We actually had an interesting show of WhatsApp the other day. It was mostly interesting because I misread the question and gave the wrong answer, and then we had that delete for everyone option before they began to ask me what was my score at first, and I had to explain that I misread the question. Someone asked me if during Kolomoy Pesach, you can have like a thing where you go and volunteer and make sandwiches for homeless guys, right? Homeless people. Not homeless guys, you're asking. Can you make sandwiches on Kolomoy Pesach for homeless guys as like a chesed thing? So I said, that it is usher for two reasons. What are the two reasons?
You're going to eat some if you're just...
Number one, it's for sure Shem Yom L'Achol, right? Hush Shem Yom L'Achol, and you make the sandwich, is going to accept eat some. And we see, even if a guy leaves coming to your house on Pesach, you have to build mechitza in front of it, right? So that is, because of Shem Yom L'Achol, it's also said, it's mocher from the Gemara says. So therefore, number one, Shem Yom L'Achol. Number two, it might be considered Hanah. How do I know it might be considered Hanah? What did we say that was a similar case? Can you help us about Rochala? Remember feeding chametz to a stray dog? Shach, I think, said it was. Yeah, so if you throw it in the toilet, not give feed to a stray dog. Why? Because even though you're not benefiting concretely, but since you enjoy doing a nice thing for a dog, that counts Hanah. So if it counts on not to enjoy doing a nice thing for a dog, it certainly counts on not to enjoy doing a nice thing for a person.
Are you saying about all being out of the Mosadero things, or just because the non-Jew is not a mitzvah, or like
You mean when I say mitzvah slavly hanuk mitnu? It's a good question.
Let's leave it for now.
Okay. Where is everyone up to in Hachana in terms of Simon Kof Tes? Oh, okay. What? In the middle of Simon Kof Tes. Before Simon Kof Tes.
Before
Simon Kof Tes. What? Okay. By the way, keep plowing ahead because Shear is not going to get all the way to the end. Oh. So the more ahead you get, the better off you are. So let's just have maybe a little bit of introduction to Simon. You know what? What is today? Sunday? Alright, I'd like to have more proper preparation of Simon Kof Tes. So maybe we will stop here. And on Tuesday, though, I really wanted to see if you could push yourself. If you could push yourself to even start Simon Kof Yud for Tuesday, that would be very, very helpful.